Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff says he's no longer calling for the National Guard to come to San Francisco. This comes after Benioff advocated for the hiring of more ICE agents and said he would welcome federal troops into the city, but now he's apologizing. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So what do you think is behind this sudden change of heart?
You know, this has not been the greatest of weeks for Mark Benioff, the CEO of the mega-billion-dollar corporation Salesforce. He's got that tower in San Francisco, but the only thing that's taller than that right now is the hole that he seemed to have dug by giving an interview to the New York Times in which he said that, you know, San Francisco doesn't have enough cops. And if bringing in federal troops to do the work of police would help, he's all for it. In the same interview, he also said that he was supporting President Trump in a very big way, saying the guy was doing a really good job. Those twin comments went over like a lead balloon in San Francisco. They went national, and rather than the Dreamforce convention being just another grand party and family reunion for the mayor, Benioff, who's his longtime friend, and Governor Gavin Newsom, who is actually Benioff, his godfather to one of his children, it turned into an embarrassment where it was questions about Donald Trump and about his allegiance to Donald Trump, and about the idea that San Francisco, which is trying to be projecting the image of being a cleaned-up city, is in fact in trouble. So by Friday, he's declared Dreamforce an astounding success, saying the city's never been safer or cleaner, and then he's apologized. Will it work? Remains to be seen.
So you think it's directly related to all the comments? I thought that the timing was kind of interesting. It just wrapped up yesterday. What do you make of the fact that now that everything's over, he's issuing this apology?
You know, Megan, how many times have we covered Dreamforce? I mean, several times. And how many times have we kicked off Dreamforce with Benioff saying, I am not sure I'm coming back next year because there's too many homeless on the street. There's too much drugs. People don't feel safe. It always starts that way. And then at the end, he says, oh, it was fabulous, wonderful. We'll see you next year. Well, that was kind of where it was going again this time, except for when he put in there, oh, by the way, I'm also a big fan of President Trump's and I support it. That opened up a can of worms and people started looking around and they found out that Salesforce is pitching for contracts with ICE to help them recruit some 10,000 agents. Now, that did not go over well in San Francisco, that they have other government contracts. You know, this dance of tech between philanthropy on the local level and then going with Trump on the national level, it's a high wire act, and he just fell off the wire this time. There's a safety net below him because Dreamforce Convention brought $130 million into San Francisco, so you don't really want to get angry with somebody that can deliver that kind of an economic uplift to the city that needs it. But his comments weren't appreciated by his friends and family. He was kind of like the uncle that showed up at the family reunion and made a mess of things.
He does always seem to get in his own way just right at the beginning. I wonder if it's just when he's being asked these questions or if there's some kind of self-sabotage. Well, you're right. Year after year, there's something that starts it off.
Yeah, and somehow it ends. Now, the good news is he had Metallica at the Chase Center for a benefit concert for UCSF Children's Hospital. He's promised to pledge billions of dollars for more economic development or Salesforce expansion in San Francisco. We'll see how it plays. But, you know, this is kind of like, I think, you know, if Benioff, the problem is he's Uncle Benioff when he should be Uncle Buck.
Thank you so much, Phil Mateer. We'll be back on Monday at 7:50 in the morning.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.